नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग from the fourth verse of Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit. We have been discussing Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Tadati pratigrannati guhyam akhyati prishchati bhungte bhojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that an experienced devotee explains and an inexperienced devotee learns from him. This is guhyam akhyati prichati. When a devotee distributes prasad, remnants of food offered to the Supreme Lord, in order to maintain our spirit of devotional service, we must accept this prasad as the Lord's grace received through the pure devotees. We should also invite pure devotees to our home, offer them prasad. Bhungte bhojayate. And Prabhupada says, even in ordinary social activities, the six types of dealings between two loving friends are absolutely necessary. And Prabhupada gives the example of a businessman. So he calls him to the hotel, feeds him, and then gifts are exchanged. And then he asks, okay, what should I do? How should I go about? Like that. Thus, whenever there is a dealing of preeti or love in intimate dealings, these six activities are executed. In the previous verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that one should renounce worldly association and keep company with the devotees. Sangatyagat sato vrittehe. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. It is meant for this. So Prabhupada says, the society was started single-handedly. But because people are coming forward and dealing with a give-and-take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. We are glad that people are donating very liberally to the development of the society's activities. And people are also eagerly accepting whatever humble contribution we are giving in terms of books, magazines, dealing strictly with the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, the whole society is flourishing due to these six exchanges. We sometimes hold Hare Krishna festivals and invite life members and friends to participate in the feasting by accepting prasad. Although most of our members come from the higher rungs of society, they nonetheless come and take whatever little prasad we are able to offer them. Sometimes the members and supporters inquire very confidentially about the methods of performing devotional service, and we try to explain this. This is Guhyam Akhyati Prichati. In this way, our society is successfully spreading all over the world, and the intelligentsia of all countries is gradually appreciating our Krishna conscious activities.
The last line, and most of our members come from higher end of society. Even people from higher end of society, they fight for prasad.
They are giving a project. Even this lockdown period, Dwadashi Khichdi, they are giving. People stand outside the gate, and many devotees, they are given the facility. Box 25 or 30, they are distributing. Especially only Dwadashi Khichdi is given to the
25 or 30 means cost.
Devotees. 25 or 30 devotee families, they send this. Every Dwadashi Khichdi is going from temple. Especially Dwadashi Khichdi. Lakshan post from Bath.
Acha. They send it to whom?
Devotees. Those they have special demand of like Dwadashi Khichdi Dham, Dwadashi Khichdi Dham. Only Khichdi, Dwadashi Khichdi.
That's
it.
Achha. So then, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by the six types of loving exchange among the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON. Simply because by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. The life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six exchanges. So lack of nourishment is due to lack of these six exchanges. Many times we generally attribute it to sadhana week ho gaya. It is true, but the encouragement and the enthusiasm to practice sadhana also comes from six loving exchanges.
Satisfaction. By holy name, purification. Seva se reciprocation leads to realization. Sadachar, satisfaction.
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. One's desires and ambitions develop according to the company one keeps. It is often said that a man is known by his company, and if an ordinary man associates with devotees, he will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness. The understanding of Krishna consciousness is innate. Innate ka matlab kya hai?
Natural.
In every living entity, and it is already developed to some extent when the living entity takes a human body. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Vudai. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of the living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, that love naturally awakens.
What does it exactly mean? Pure love is there in you, giving it is hard. It's like a kriya. That means then identity is also fixed.
नहीं ये इसका दो understanding है. एक एक बानु महाराज का explanation है. Based on there are proofs for that also. Another we have read in Shivram Maharaj's explanation. He also gives proofs to establish that. So Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, so we will discuss both the explanations. What is it that is eternally present in our heart? Explanation 1. The basic form of love in the form of Jivera Swarubhai Krishnera Nityadas. Eternal servitude, the mood of servitude towards Krishna is eternally there. But that Dasya Bhava which is there in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, the basic Dasya is there in the heart. And eventually, like for example, sabko 10 log hai, 10 logon ko alag alag pizza ka base de diya. Aur kitchen ke andar jao, जो भी टॉपिंग डालना है, जो भी चीज डालना है, जो भी डालो, आपका पिज्जा बनाओ. The pizza base is basic dasya. Someone may keep it very simple. मैं वो पिज्जा बेस को ही थोड़ा मक्खन या बेसिक टोमेटो सॉस डाल के दे दूंगा. अच्छा रोटी जैसा खा लो. I will toast it nicely and give. No toppings. Dasya. वही सोचेगा टोमेटो सॉस के ऊपर थोड़ा चीज डाल के दे दो. सक्य. कोई सोचेगा और थोड़ा ऑलिव्स एंड वेजिटेबल्स भी डालता हूं. वात्सल्य. समवन एल्स में थिंक अरे इतना काफी नहीं है, एक्स्ट्रा टॉपिंग ऑफ चीज उसके ऊपर भी डालूंगा. और उसके ऊपर थोड़ा ऑरिगेनो, रोजमेरी एंड थाइम सब. खाया नहीं, बनाया मैं बहुत पिज्जा. सो दिस इज सो द बेसिक दास्य हरेर दास्य इहा यस्य हरेर दास्य कर्मणा मनसा गिरा. सो दैट हरि दास्य इज द मूड ऑफ सेवोन मुखे ही जिह्वादौ. The Sevon Mukata is inherent, innate.
So that is Nitya Siddha Krishna.
That is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. That is one explanation. And so then eventually based on the association, then the various toppings are created. Based on association.
Shanta bhi ho sakta hai na. Dasya hi.
Basic Dasya. Shanta is still low. So this is one understanding.
So that topping is not fixed.
Topping is not fixed.
That depends on
the association. So abhi, so this Shivaram Swami Maharaj ka explanation based on his quotes from Brihad Bhagavatamrit and Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak is that even though someone may have an eternal form in Vaikuntha, so which means, but still by coming in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, one's love towards Krishna in Vrindavan is awakened, and that person can possess a parallel form, one in Vaikuntha, one in Goloka Vrindavan. This was the explanation given. In this context, it would mean that the living entity, so also his form is also fixed.
Vaikuntha form.
Vaikuntha form or Goloka form, whatever it may be. So Vaikuntha form is fixed. Vaisayak understanding here. But Bhanuswami Maharaj was more categorical in his presentation. He said, no. The point is the living entity was never there. Because if he was there, then the question arises, we do say that a living entity who comes in touch with the Samvit and Hladini potency of Krishna never falls. So if we were in the spiritual world, in touch with the Samvit and Hladini potency of the Supreme Lord, how did we come? This is one understanding. This also has lot of supporting quotes. So the point is,
something similar to the jivas and forms, no? That I remember they feel something like jivas are there, some accepted this side and some. So it doesn't mention whether we were there or not. But yeah, one thing is mentioned that at some point we are going to come here.
Yeah. So the point is, irrespective of whether
we were there
or not, the point is there is an opportunity to perfect our life. We have come in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Even if we have an eternal form in Vaikuntha, we can still possess a parallel form in Goloka Vrindavan also.
15 chapter
of
Jiva, this shows that Jiva-fall issue connected.
Correct. 15 chapter of Gita. Kaun sa tha wo? Okay. लास्ट थ्री वर्सेस क्या है? द्वाविमोह पुरुषो लोके शरश्चाक्षरे वच शरस सर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थोक्षर उच्यते यस्माक्षरमतीतोऽहम् अक्षरात् अपि चोत्तम अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च प्रतितः पुरुषोत्तम योमामेवम् असम्मूढो जानाति पुरुषोत्तमम् स सर्वविद् भजति माम् सर्वभावेन भारत. एक वर्ष कुछ तो छूट गया. मैं जो बोला वो हाँ करेक्ट करेक्ट 1789 कुछ तो एक था वैर ये वैर ओके वो एक्सप्लेनेशन से ही याद आएगा मुझे एक्सप्लेनेशन याद नहीं आ रहा है ठीक है एनीवे नहीं हमारा डिस्कशन में ही रेज दैट पॉइंट उत्तम पुरुषस्तु अन्यः परमात्मेति उदाहृत यो लोकत्रयम् आविश्य बिभर्ति अव्ययम् ईश्वरः ठीक है एनीवे सिंस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इज इनहेरेंट इन एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी सो इनहेरेंट का मीनिंग है पोटेंशियल फॉर्म में एवरीवन शुड बी गिवन अ चांस टू हियर अबाउट कृष्णा सिंपली बाय हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग श्रवणम कीर्तनम वंस हार्ट इज डायरेक्टली प्यूरिफाइड एंड वंस ओरिजिनल कॉन्शियसनेस इज इमीडिएटली अवेकेंड कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इज नॉट आर्टिफिशियली इम्पोज्ड अपॉन द हार्ट इट इज ऑलरेडी देयर When one chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the heart is cleansed of all mundane contamination. In the first stanza of his Sakshashtakam, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandambadi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. So this is Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. This indicates the stage of Anartha Nivritti. Then Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम इंडिकेट्स चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम बहुमहा दावाग्नि निर्वापनम इज क्लेशाग्नि श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम इज शुभदा जस्ट एज व्हेन द मून मैनिफेस्ट इट स्प्रेड्स आउट द रेस विच कूल्स सो सिमिलरली The holy name is compared to that moon which spreads the auspicious rays. Shreya Kairava. Kairava is moon. Kairava is the rays of the moon. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Vitaranam means Vitaran Karva. So the holy name acts as the moon which distributes the auspicious rays. This is Shubhada. Vidya Vadu Jeevanam. Vidya Vadu Jeevanam means Vidya is knowledge. Here this is not talking about mundane knowledge or even spiritual knowledge. This is specifically talking about knowledge of Krishna. And Vidya Vadu means a chaste wife. Just as chaste wife chastely follows her husband, similarly, the holy name is compared to the husband and Vidya refers to the Samvit Shakti. So the Samvit Shakti of the Supreme Lord or knowledge of Krishna faithfully follows the offenseless chanting of the holy name. Anandambudhi Vardhanam. Indicates Ladini Shakti. Samvit and Ladini also follows. And this is ever increasing Ananda. There is no law of diminishing marginal returns. So Anandambudhi Vardhanam. And Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadhanam. At every moment one can experience it. This is the stage of Prema. Sarvatma snapanam and it completely cleanses the heart of the last traces of envy, selfishness. Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let that Shri Krishna Sankirtan always be victorious, like that. So basically Cheto Darpana Marjanam and Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam indicates Kleshagni. Not only is the chanter of the Mahamantra purified, but the heart of anyone who happens to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is also cleansed. Even the souls embodied in lower animals, insects, trees and other species of life also become purified and prepared to become fully Krishna conscious simply by hearing the transcendental vibration. In the conversation between Srila Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this conversation comes.
First he asked,
this was explained by Thakur Haridas when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him how living entities lower than human beings can be delivered from material bondage. Haridas Thakur said that the chanting of the holy names is so powerful that even if one chants in the remotest parts of the jungle, the trees and animals will advance in Krishna consciousness simply by hearing the vibration. This was actually proved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he passed through the forests of Jharikhanda. At that time, the tigers, snakes, deer and all other animals abandoned their natural animosity and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. Suddenly, why is Prabhupada talking about Bhajanak Kriya? We are discussing about Dadati Pratigrannati Guryam Akhyati Pritchati Bhumte Bhojayate Cheva Shadvidam Priti Lakshana.
Nice bhajan, the nice relation.
Huh?
Nice bhajan, then nice relationship.
Nice bhajan, then nice relationship. Okay. Then?
Nice bhajan, then nice bhajan.
Why is Prabhupada talking? Sadhu Sangha ke baad bhajanak kriya. Then bhajanak kriya ke baad anartha nivritti, cheto darpana marja. Is that why Prabhupada is speaking like this?
Yes.
Let's go back. Kidhar Prabhupada ne wo choda. Prabhupada said, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchanges. So for that, and by that, man can revive his fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. In that context, he quoted Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kapuna. And then how it gets revived? उसको एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए सिक्स लविंग एक्सचेंजेस से हाउ इट गेट्स रिवाइव्ड एंड फुल्ली रिवाइव्ड स्टेट क्या है और इंटरमीडिएट स्टेप्स क्या है उसको एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए प्रोपोज़ एक्सप्लेन दिस ही विल कम बैक टू द सिक्स एक्सचेंजेस अगेन एट दैट टाइम द टाइगर स्नेक्स डियर एंड ऑल अदर एनिमल्स अबैंडन्ड देयर नेचुरल एनिमोसिटी एंड बिगन चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग इन संकीर्तन. Of course, we cannot imitate the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. We are not powerful enough to enchant the lower animals such as tigers, snakes, cats and dogs or entice them to dance. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can actually convert many people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness. Contributing or distributing the holy name of the Lord is sublime example of contributing or giving charity, Dadati principle. But to those who have faith, give faith and then give the holy name. Otherwise, you can do public chanting. By the same token, one must also follow the Pratigrinnati principle and be willing and ready to receive the transcendental gift. One should inquire about the Krishna consciousness movement and open his mind in order to understand the situation of this material world. This is Guhyam Akhyati Prichati. Thus, the Guhyam Akhyati Prichati principle can be served. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness invite the society's members and supporters to dine with them when they hold love feasts in all their branches every Sunday. Many interested people come to honor Prasad, and whenever possible, they invite the members of the society to their homes and feed them sumptuously with Prasad. In this way, both the members of the society and the general public are benefited. People should give up the company of so-called yogis, jnanis, karmis and philanthropists. Abhi anuvritti mein shift ho gaye, Prabhupada. You see, the shift, anuvritti. Karmis, jnanis, yogis, those are anuvritti. Because their association can benefit no one. If one really wants to attain the goal of human life, he should associate with devotees of Krishna Consciousness movement, because it is the only movement that teaches one how to develop love of God. Religion is a special function of human society, and it constitutes the distinction between human society and animal society. Animal society has no church, mosque or religious system. Or maybe they do have, we don't know. In all parts of the world, however, downtrodden human society may be, there is some system of religion. Even tribal aborigines in the jungles also have a system of religion. When a religious system develops and turns into love of God, it is successful. Therefore, every religion is an indication of the principle of
faith.
Love God.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karayuta. So to the extent that it is awakened, in that pure way it manifests. But Prabhupada gives the example of the same aborigines in his NOD explanation. He says that you see this, even aborigines pay obeisances to mountains or thunder. Why do they do it? Because Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabuna. But because it is so covered, it comes out in a very perverted way. Like एक light को अलग अलग प्रकार का वस्तुओं से आप ढक सकते हैं. The more opaque that object, or the more the less and less transparent that object is, the less it will resemble the actual original uncovered light. So the aborigines are like almost opaque covering, but still the light is there inside, can be sensed by their offering obeisances to something more powerful. But they don't know what that something is, therefore they are offering obeisances to mountains and thunders, lightning. नहीं करेंगे ना, बिकॉज देयर कॉन्शियसनेस इज कवर्ड, बट देयरफॉर दे कैन नॉट सी. हरी बोलो, क्या बोल रहे, सुनो ना, क्या बोला अभी तक बताओ.
बिफोर क्रिश्चियन केम, अफ्रीकन ट्राइब्स, दे एक्चुअली हैव दिस फेथ दैट बिफोर दे ईट व्हाटएवर दे मे कुक, बट दे मस्ट फर्स्ट ऑफर टू द डेटीज, दे हैव अ नेम फॉर इट, डी समथिंग, एंड देन ओनली दे विल एक्सेप्ट. So now when ISKCON comes in and preach, so Christianity is means all these things. They call it devil's food and all that. So now ISKCON comes to preach in Africa,
and they are like, hey, this is what we used to do. So they are worried now, is it not pagan? Is it not this? Then you explain the science behind it, then they kind of like, you know, this is what actually was. So they can connect.
Yeah, as stated in the first canto of Shrimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. If the members of human society actually want peace of mind, tranquility and friendly relationships between men and between nations, they must follow the Krishna conscious system of religion by which they can develop their dormant love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. As soon as people do so, their minds will immediately be filled with peace and tranquility. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wants all devotees engaged in broadcasting the Krishna consciousness movement not to speak to the impersonalists or Mayavadis who are always determined to oppose such theistic movements. So, this we have to be very careful. So, sometimes devotees may quote from Shankaracharya, not the Adi Shankaracharya, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam. The current Shankaracharya of...
They know.
I don't know how. But, unka those speech hai, jo writings hai, our own devotees sometimes quote.
As an authority,
explaining what is dharma and things like that. This is dangerous. You are introducing an authority because when you start accepting his point of view on a particular thing, then you will, there is no end to it. You have just given an alternate pramana. Slowly, whatever they say, one will start accepting. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Because people are very innocent. You just introduce, you just redefine who is a shreshta. Then immediately they will accept whatever he says as pramanam. So when you say, oh, Shankaracharya says this. Then whatever he says can be accepted. Our people don't have the discrimination to understand what to accept, what not to accept. So therefore, this is very important. We have to be very careful. Otherwise, we are entering dangerous territory. The world is full of Mayavadis and atheists, and the political parties of the world take advantage of Mayavad and other atheistic philosophies to promote materialism. Sometimes they even back a strong party to oppose the Krishna consciousness movement. The Mayavadis and other atheists do not want the Krishna consciousness movement to develop because it educates people in God consciousness. Such is the policy of the atheists. There is no benefit in feeding a snake milk and bananas because the snake will never be satisfied. Usko khilate hai na uska wish badh jata hai. Banana, milk, egg bhi khilate. On the contrary, by taking milk and bananas, the snake simply becomes more poisonous. Kevalam vishavardhanam. If a snake is given milk to drink, its poison simply increases.
Not
For a similar reason, we should not disclose our minds to the serpent, Mayavadis and Karmis. Why one would do this?
Why
would one do this? Why would one go and disclose their minds to the Mayavadis and Karmis? When he does not feel that relationship with devotees. When he does not feel that inclination for Mukhyamakyati Prachati with devotees, then he will try to go and open his minds with Mayavadis and Karmis. Or sometimes our own devotees say that, you know, I feel more comfortable when I am in trouble, I call my friends.
Old school friends,
college friend ko bulata hun. I mean, this is real. I am not making it up. Because he says that, अरे वो मैं जो बोल रहा हूँ उसको without judgment he hears. तो मुझे अच्छा लगता है. पर कोई devotee को बोलने का मुझे अच्छा नहीं लगता है क्योंकि तुरंत वो judging करेगा मुझे. So this is, I mean, उसका गलती नहीं है वो. एक तरह से देखेंगे तो
हमारी गलती, हमने उसको स्पेस दी.
हाँ, हमारा गलती है. एंड फ्रॉम द अदर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इफ यू सी देन प्रोबेबली इट आल्सो शोज हिज ओन लैक ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट इन रिलेशनशिप्स विद डिवोटीज. सो एज अ कम्युनिटी वी हैव टू ग्रो अप एज नॉन जजमेंटल फ्रेंड्स बिकॉज understanding that anartha nivritti is gradual, so therefore it is possible that anyone can suffer due to various kinds of anarthas, even to the extent that someone may have very unmentionable anarthas also can be there. But one should understand that yes, anartha nivritti is gradual. Doesn't Bhagavatam say that kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shumbha yavanaka? Anyone can take up to bhakti. So bhakti is an affair of the soul, and depending on how thick is the covering around the soul, it will take time for that covering to thin down. Abhi ekadashi ekadashi we are cleansing Lalita and Radharani in Madan Mohan temple. Agar samjho ki saal mein ek baar karenge, to kitna time lagega? It will be much more difficult, isn't it? Of course, they are the divine lordships, wrong example. But the point is, from a brass samjho, deities chod do. If you take brass, backup vessels, you can take. Of course, they are also Krishna's Parakarna here. Balram ji. So the point is, either jab sainik school mein main band mein tha, so I used to bugle and later trumpet. So we used to polish. हमको क्या है, हफ्ते में एक दिन पॉलिश करना ही था, चमकना चाहिए. ब्रासो बोल के है, सो ब्रासो डाल के घिसते थे हम अच्छा सा. क्या अभी किया? तो बट इफ कुछ इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स खराब हो जाता है, सो it is not used, it is kept aside. Then साल में कभी तो उसको repairing करने के लिए बुलाते हैं, अलग अलग instruments को repair करने के लिए. तो repair करने के बाद it becomes usable. उसके बाद उसको polish करना ना बहुत time लगता है, it takes a long time. So we do understand and we all come with different kinds of conditionings. Some people may come with very very severe conditionings, very unmentionable conditionings. So we have to understand that So in that way, if we have a non-judgmental attitude, if we can develop, then people will feel very comfortable approaching us and revealing their hearts. So therefore, it's two-way. He's not averse to developing relationships, because the fact that he is feeling such a trustworthy relationship with his friend in the school or college indicates that he is open to relationships. But the fact that he could not establish that kind of a relationship with within the devotee community, and because we know and we have a value system immediately means judgment. So therefore, devotees can come across as some of the most judgmental people in the whole world, actually. Because we use our value system to judge constantly. But what we don't realize is that anartha navritti is a gradual process and it takes time. So therefore, we may not give that space for that person to grow up. We may constrict his growth by our judgmental tendency. So therefore, wherever there is the involvement of a value system, the scope for judgment becomes very, very strong. Whereas in a free society, which has no value system, there is no judgment. No one is judged. You are a gay, you are a lesbian, no problem. That's your expression. In fact, that kind of open acceptance we should also have. Not that we say that, it is alright. Not that we say that it is alright. But we understand that it is a conditioning, and bhakti can erase that conditioning also. But if I don't accept, if I don't have an accepting heart, this person has no scope for overcoming this condition.
Galwa.
Gay and Lesbian Vaishnava Association. Vaisa hai? They can be Vaishnavas or not. There are two. Both sides of opinions are there. Bhaktirth Maharaj, Hridayanand Maharaj, they really empathized. But not that it is, we call it legal. But the point is that tendency is, you may call it unnatural. Unnatural conditioning. Like for example, illicit sex. It is an unnatural tendency. But it is a natural feeling that people may have. Even though it is not, it is completely unfavorable conditioning. To say that, oh, it is okay, you engage in illicit sex. We don't say that. But the point is, people with such tendencies, you cannot, unless you give them the opportunity to practice bhakti, how they are going to how they are going to overcome their condition. And when they will feel inspired to practice bhakti, only when they feel they are accepted. Therefore, I was reading Chandramouli Swami Maharaj's this Holy Jail book. Usme, the kind of people who have been transformed into devotional service. My God, he is the in charge of GBC for the prison ministry. He has collected many prison preaching programs. Some stories are really.
How come this concept is prison ministry?
Because artho artha arthir jigyasu gyani.
happening, especially preaching in prisons.
Prabhupada preached in Tihar Jail.
All other countries they have, because they cannot deny anyone's religious rights, especially those who are on death row. So usually you get appointments with those who are on death row. Malaysia, our rule for Muslim country is all death sentences happen on 5 a.m. Friday morning. At the hanging on that Tuesday. So last meeting is Wednesday. Thursday no meetings. One day before. So most you can see anybody on death row is Wednesday. Then Friday morning, 5 a.m. And because that's considered auspicious. Death row is tough. We have devotees in jail also, begin devotees. Initiated.
You have to deal with a lot of heavy conditionings and
there is no follow up, nothing, but one time programs involved
are very heavy. Follow up through letters, people have done. Very amazing follow up. Otherwise, how would they reach till the stage of initiation? Ek story pad raha tha. One was a prostitute. But she was very matlab very beautiful looking prostitute, and she used to befriend wealthy people and drop them off their this like that. So she came in touch with devotees, but she had no intention of giving up her profession even while in jail. So she received the Bhagavad Gita, she would casually attend the classes, and when she got released, she went and again rejoined a bar or something where prostitution also used to happen. So she used to prostitution means what? Smoking, drinking, everything. So she read Bhagavad Gita with a cigarette in her mouth and wine in one hand, Bhagavad Gita like that. वैसा पढ़ पढ़ के देन एट सम टाइम शी रियलाइज दैट ये सब छोड़ना पड़ेगा. यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड द डे शी रियलाइज इट, शी गॉट अरेस्टेड एंड वेंट बैक टू द प्रिजन वेर विच मीन्स कृष्णा प्रोटेक्टेड हर फ्रॉम एन अनफेवरेबल एटमॉस्फियर. शी वॉज टेकन बैक टू प्रिजन एंड देयर द प्रोग्राम वॉज स्टिल कंटिन्यूइंग. Now she became more favorable, and after a few months she realized that no, I cannot continue this life, I will have to get married. So if someone is willing to marry me, then I am willing to lead a proper Krishna conscious life. Eventually someone married her, some devotee, and now they are properly practicing Krishna consciousness. So the point is, anyone can. And many times these are like people who consciously are engaged in it as a profession, whereas if you see those with abnormal tendencies, it has something to do with their bodily hormones also. You know, estrogen or testosterone levels ka jo change ho jata hai due to some reasons. Then they get these abnormal tendencies also. So, jaise kisi ka thyroid level high hai, low hai, wo bhakti nahi kar sakta hai. Aisa to nahi hai na. तो सिमिलरली अभी थायराइड लेवल हाई है लो है उसके हिसाब से आपको कभी कभी सम ऑफ द सिम्टम्स क्या है
मोटा होता है
दैट इज फिजिकल इवन मेंटल इरिटेबिलिटी समटाइम्स लिटिल
डिप्रेशन
तो दीज आर सिम्टम्स ऑफ व्हाट हार्मोन हार्मोनल इम्बैलेंस सिमिलरली व्हेन यू हैव हार्मोनल इम्बैलेंस इन सम अदर हार्मोन्स इट मे लीड टू अबनॉर्मल सेक्शुअल टेंडेंसीज ऑल्सो सो वन नीड्स टू हैव अ broad understanding rather than completely demonize it. So then such people can never take up to bhakti. See, dekho, hamara bhi, we also sometimes may get agitated in a particular way, but we know it is wrong. So similarly, that person may also know it is wrong. Sometimes a devotee may succumb. Similarly, he may also succumb. But the way the devotee succumbs, maybe with the opposite sex, it's not so taboo. Because his hormones are probably proper. But another person, he may not be like that. He may have a different hormonal composition because of which he may get attracted towards the same sex. One of my friends, he was sharing with me, he preaches in the United States, and there was another Christian preacher who also preaches in the same university. Both of them preach in the same university. So the Christian preacher was little open-minded. So he just came to see what we preach. And eventually the Christian preacher became very attracted. Preacher became attracted and now he chants 16 rounds.
Yeah.
So, but this Christian preacher, he was celibate, but he had pedophilic inclinations means attraction towards children. Abnormal. But sincere tha. Can they coexist?
Yeah.
What tough hai. Socially itna taboo hai ki even devotees will not be willing to accept. A devotee can never have such inclination. Matlab, this is one inclination which cannot be accepted that even devotees can have. I am taking it to a very extreme. He knows he is wrong. But the tendency is so strong. Eventually, when he got really attracted and he was not able to focus, then he left his... he was a church pastor or something like that. He gave up his pastoral duties and he understood by that time that only Krishna consciousness can save him. So he still has pedophilic tendencies, but still he is chanting 16 rounds. And he takes constant guidance from this devotee. But this person, the good thing is that he got a person who was non-judgmental. That is why he is seeing the ray of hope. I can change. He wants to change. So, hate the sin, not the sinners. But it needs lot of maturity to do that.
To fit in society also is a bit difficult. In the sense that it is, you have to see on the institution of society's thing also. Like for example, I was preaching in Malaysia, so some boys were like that, they would have inclinations. Because I was preaching, so my seniors told me that, this boy, later they found out for some reason. So I told, don't turn them away from the program, they can join. But then the senior brother would think that, if he makes a move on some other boy.
Of course, you have to.
Things,
Yes, yes, I agree. You have to see the institutional repercussions. But here we are trying to just understand the Siddhanta. How you integrate them into a society, that is very difficult actually. But the point is, they have every right to practice Krishna consciousness. Their sexual orientation is not an obstacle to their practicing Krishna consciousness. Rather, it is only practice of Krishna consciousness, only by the practice of Krishna consciousness that they can overcome these tendencies. So, while understanding that the institutional repercussions, but nevertheless, they should be encouraged to practice Krishna consciousness. How you do it, it depends.
See, there's an issue that Galva came up, thinking of how to accommodate such people, because no society would accommodate, at least initially, after I don't know what happened. So some people, like I have a friend in the US, so he told me that there's one brahmachari in one temple, he's the only brahmachari in the temple, because he is homosexual. And he knows that he doesn't want to get married, he won't succeed, but he knows that he cannot live in other ashrams with men. So he chose a temple, a small temple, where he is the only brahmachari. So that he don't have an issue. And he doing puja and taking care of temple. So he had to put himself in a situation where he won't be agitated. Else how we live in an ashram.
Yeah.
So sort of, you know.
Yeah. So see, actually if you see, their life is already horrible suffering. Actually it's horrible suffering. Because for them to be a part of the society is impossible. We need not compound their misery.
Very lonely people.
Very difficult. Because brahmachari ashram mein people will move around wearing their gamcha. So can you believe? If someone has that kind of inclination, it would be such an agitation.
One devotee one time told me, how is it? I couldn't understand this. One devotee told me, how is it like if you, what is this? He said, what's the ashram? Nothing wrong, maybe no one's agitating. How is it like if you move around with all ladies, bathing with around all ladies? I will be good. That's how we feel.
What is his crime? Of course, law of karma is there. But the point is, the same is true with our conditionings also. So the point, we have to empathize and we have to understand, somehow they should get
encouragement.
Support.
Accommodated in society.
Yeah, as an institution, it is very important.
We cannot accommodate. We should find out how to accommodate in some way.
You have to put your energy
because it's not a normal community, a normal facility.
Somehow,
Ramachari found his own place where he's safe alone. So, I don't know, but like, pedophilia is very, you know,
very difficult. So,
Mayavadi Sangha, how do they deal? Like, if a Vaishnava is feeling from them very non judgmental, so very advanced quality they have. So how do they deal among themselves? They are very so nicely that no one leaves their sangha.
How do we know, Prabhu?
But how do they relate to each other?
Have you ever noticed how those who are very attracted to ISKCON, how they glorify ISKCON, and when seasoned ISKCON devotees here, they know, are both bada chada ke bol rahe hai sab. We also understand that it is not true. Lot of things. Oh, you all ISKCON devotees are pure devotees.
Who's saying that?
The new people who see the institution from a distance. आप लोग तो एकदम प्योर डिवोटीज है एंड यू डोंट हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम्स लाइक दैट दे ग्लोरीफाई बट वी नो दैट द रियलिटी इज नॉट दैट reality is far from that. Similarly, how closely do we know any Mayavadi organization?
Because they see each other as Namo Narayana, means they see each other as you are Narayana, I am Narayana. Do they have a relationship which is, now we see other Anarthas and get a little disturbed and judgmental what we say.
I mean, if you talk about pure Mayavad, that vision itself is illusion only. There is no body. The body is an illusion.
I just think that Mayavadi, here one side, of course, you should not associate with them. It's said that opening your heart to them is also so risky.
But that is the most riskiest thing.
He is very kind to me, he is very compassionate to me, he is hearing me.
आपको कुछ चिपकाना है तो कुछ भी कर सकता है इट कुड बी अल्टीरियर मोटिव और इट कुड बी प्लेइंग अ मोड ऑफ गुडनेस अपब्रिंगिंग सो यू नेवर नो एक्चुअली
this pedophilia. But there is one more thing which is again a big challenge is our own children who have been abused in the society. For them to preach is the most difficult. Because the place where they wanted to serve or take shelter, that place itself becomes a nightmare for them. So when you remember, now they have a desire. They have aisa nahi hai ki because they have a good experience also, no Krishna consciousness. But the bad experiences what they have, it is so that the thought of entering the temple itself or seeing any person, you know, whom they have been a victim to, they just run away from there.
That is why to integrate them into the mainstream society is very difficult.
So then I was like, oh, okay, something happened in this place. So going back here, I feel like this. So, okay. But then I asked him, how now you move on? He said, it's been many years, and you know, now I realize that nice association.
Some get over it.
Some get over it. I see those are strong.
Many get over it.
Depends on the support who gives.
Good friends and support. No? So,
yeah, that is it.
Then I asked a question, how did you come to tell me? Like, why study media? It's not easy. I said, feeling comfortable, so it actually helps to give support, to move forward.
But it can take a very long time to heal.
And many of them know those who are beautiful, actually, they have been abused in their childhood. They become the predators. Is a very natural tendency. As they grow up, they feel that, you know, when they get an opportunity, they immediately will do the same thing what someone else had done to them. Isliye child who is abused, he has to be taken care very nicely. So that's this is a very common thing. You know what percentage of children? 55%. I'm shocked that, and you'll be surprised to know that boys are more than girls. These boys who are abused by men, same sex, that's more than girls. Abusing a girl is more, is less than man abusing a
55% I don't know. But in boarding schools,
CBT ka is there boarding
schools. In boarding schools, this is very, very common actually.
If you ask everyone else, I'm sure you will. Everyone has some experience of somebody tried to do morning something.
Mera kuch hai. I have experience.
I got a book design.
It may not go on further, but there are always people.
Yeah.
I remember for me, one person, I don't know how old I was, but then he just caught me and I said, so you don't understand, no? Then he gave me a ticket. So, I was very happy. Hey, you have a ticket. Ticket means, you know, that those days you don't put the photo today. So, ticket diya and beta hai. And I am absorbed in seeing the movie, of course. So, slowly he is taking my hand into, you know, someone can't get it. That was so his interest was only to just be with me. But after that, of course, I was not training to kuch nahi tha, kisne bataya nahi tha ki what is child protection care. But there was something abnormal. So we dar jaate. Sometimes we children get scared, you know, what is this nonsense? Wo yaad nahi hai ki, but uske baad mein, they never ride. He was a completely stranger, raaste mein. But dekho usne kaise pick up kiya usne. Ticket
here. So this is.
And I came and told my mother that I got a ticket for the. For my mother also didn't understand what is it. And I went. Maybe I was 10, 11, 12 year old. Right? 12 year old. Right? But I say it's both common. Right? So you may think that I survived.
But main accusing voice.
That is the percentage shows. My mistakes. Girls very common, right? वैसे देखा जाता है, लेकिन surprisingly boys के ऊपर ज़्यादा होते हैं. So that means there are many
because there are more
perverted. ये tendency ज़्यादा है.
In our school, boarding school, right from day one, our teachers were trained. Here we have CPT. There every teacher was a CPT. Everyone knew how to identify potential targets. So, 6th standard में जब बच्चे लोग आते हैं, उनको देख के ही समझ में आता है कि इसमें potential targets कौन-कौन हो सकता है. So, in our school, boys only school. There is, it's no boys girl, it's not co-education. But every day, every single day, one teacher had to go on rounds throughout the night. Throughout the night, in one teacher. And usko agla din ka chutti mil jata. But 7 days a week, he will keep roaming around. And potential hotspots kya hai unko pata hai. And even if a person gets caught, very confidentially dealt. Others won't know. Because the one who is trying is also a student only. So, because their seniority, where submission is easily seen, there that exploitation can very easily come. Wo military school mein submission is absolutely expected from a junior towards a senior.
Yes, sir.
You cannot.
You're right here.
So there, the exploitating tendency is more seen. So they know a junior cannot go and complain against a senior to a teacher. जो कंप्लेन कर रहा है उसको भी पहले मार्केट मिलेगा उसको. बिकॉज दिस इज एवरी वन इज पोटेंशियली गेटिंग ट्रेन टू एंटर इन टू द आर्म फोर्सेस. दैट दिस इज अ कार्डिनल सिन. यू कैनॉट क्वेश्चन योर सीनियर. देर आर वेज ऑफ एड्रेसिंग अब्यूज. सो इसका ये कैसा है, वी हैड सीसीटीवीज एवरीवेयर. ह्यूमन सीसीटीवीज, वो जमाने में सीसीटीवी नहीं था, बट ह्यूमन सीसीटीवी देर आर देयर. किधर किधर पोटेंशियल प्रॉब्लम हो सकता है, द टीचर्स आर परफेक्टली ट्रेन्ड, दे न्यू. तो अगर कोई, इफ सम सीनियर बॉय इज ट्राइंग टू अब्यूज हिज पावर ऑन अ जूनियर, उसको साइड में लेके ही वुड गेट सीवियर पनिशमेंट, बट द जूनियर वुड नेवर कम टू नो अबाउट इट. Because he has to maintain his respect towards senior. He should not think, अरे मैं आपको जाके report करूंगा. जो report करेगा उसको मारपीट मिलेगी. But these people had their own information systems, the teachers, to find out such potential abuse. So ऐसा you know the system was there. The point is, this was seen. You know, unless if it was you know something very very rare, impossible, once sometime it was found, then why would every single day 365 days a year someone would be asked to stay away? So this is seen. But not that they are by nature criminals, as I mean. Some of them are like gold medalists. And they are actually nice people, very helpful people. But such tendencies are there. Weakness of heart. See, weakness of heart can manifest in various ways. This is one of the perverted ways in which weakness of heart can manifest. The boy who tried it on me, my senior, it took me many, many years to forgive him. He was a good person. He was a gold medalist. He taught me many subjects. And he tried to misuse, or probably his weakness of heart took over. It took me many years. इवन दो सैनिक स्कूल का वो जो सर्कल है टाइट रहता है, मतलब इवन आफ्टर पासिंग आउट फ्रॉम स्कूल पीपल स्टे इन टच विद ईच अदर. सो इट टुक मी वेरी 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 लॉन्ग टाइम टू एक्चुअली फॉरगिव हिम. बट लेटर आई अंडरस्टूड एवरीवन मेक्स मिस्टेक्स. एंड ही वाज रिपेंटेंट आल्सो. ही न्यू इट वाज रॉन्ग एट दैट टाइम. The need to vent out comes out sometimes in the form of a perverted way, in a perverted way. Not everyone is like deeply, you know, hardcore. हो सकता है. Certain there could be, you know, I don't know if someone has done a very good psychological analysis of how one develops such tendencies. But the point is, it could be, it is actually possible. Huh? Anyway, so the point is, for a similar reason, we should not disclose our minds to the serpent, Mayavadis and Karmis. Such disclosures will never help. It is best to completely avoid associating with them and never ask them about anything confidential, because they cannot give good advice. Nor should we extend invitations to Mayavadis and atheists to accept their invitations, for by such intimate intermingling, we may become affected by their atheistic mentality. Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. It is the negative injunction of this verse that we should refrain from giving anything or anything to or accepting anything from the Mayavadis and atheists. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also warned, Vishaira Nakaila Dushtahayaman, Malinahayaman, Dushtahayaman. It is the same thing. When one eats food prepared by worldly people, one's mind becomes wicked. Unless one is very advanced, he is unable to utilize everyone's contribution to further the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, on principle, one should not accept charity from the Mayavadis or atheists. Pachan Shakti sabko nahi hai. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden devotees to associate even with ordinary men who are too addicted to material sense gratification. And which means you cannot use it for your own. The conclusion is that we should always keep company with devotees, observe the regulative devotional principles, follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, and in full obedience carry out the orders of the spiritual master. In this way, we shall be able to develop our devotional service and dormant Krishna consciousness. The devotee who is neither a neophyte nor a Mahabhagavata, Madhyamadhikari, but is within the middle status of devotional service, is expected to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, make friends with the devotees, show favor to the ignorant, and reject the jealous and demoniac. आज भागवत में उद्धव गीता में यही पढ़ा हूँ ईश्वरे तदीनेशु बालिशेषु दिशस्तु च प्रेम मैत्री कृपा उपेक्षा यत् करोति समध्यम. In this verse there is brief mention of the process of making loving transactions with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and making friends with the devotees. According to the Dadati principle, an advanced devotee is supposed to spend at least 50% of his income on the service of the Lord and his devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami has set such an example in his life. Of course, he didn't remain a householder. At the time of taking up to renounce Dada, he did this. So, this cannot be imposed on Grahasthas. So, as I shared some time back, Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj has a very practical, enticing way of applying this principle. He said, 100% is for you. But for whoever you are earning, 100% money is for you and your family. But you keep 50% of it for your spiritual needs. You and your family spiritual needs. 50% for your running the family. That 50% you have kept aside, use it for purchasing devotional paraphernalia for your family, use it for yatras, use it for, and sometimes if you feel inspired, you can use or take from that and donate it to the temple. So if you say 50% give it to the temple, actually it is not practically possible for most people. But if you say 50% is for you only, and आपका बर्थडे हो या आपका बेटा बेटी का बर्थडे हो, यू कैन गिव सम डोनेशन टू द टेम्पल, बट टेक इट फ्रॉम देयर, डोंट टेक इट फ्रॉम हियर, लाइक दैट. सो दैट वे वन डज नॉट फील दैट प्रेशर. व्हेन ही डिसाइडेड टू रिटायर, ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड 50% ऑफ हिज लाइफ अर्निंग्स टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियस कृष्णा सर्विस एंड 25% टू हिज रिलेटिव्स एंड केप्ट 25% फॉर पर्सनल इमरजेंसीज. This example should be followed by all devotees. Whatever one's income, 50% should be spent on behalf of Krishna and his devotees, and this will fulfill the demands of the Dadati. In the next verse, Srila Rupa Goswami informs us what kind of Vaishnava should be selected as a friend and how Vaishnava should be served. Okay, so 3:55. So we will start Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj's commentary tomorrow. So tomorrow is Sunday. So tomorrow will be.
Meeting.
Okay. Once a meeting. मीटिंग ओके सो नेक्स्ट सो नेक्स्ट डिस्कशन विल बी ओवर जूम मंडे इज बलराम जयंती
जूम इज प्रोजेक्ट ऑफिस
मंडे इज बलराम जयंती बट बलराम जयंती वी कैन डू रन बारह बजे प्रसाद ओके सो नेक्स्ट विल बी नेक्स्ट डिस्कशन विल बी ऑन वेडनेसडे ट्यूजडे आई बी फ्लाइंग सो वेडनेसडे ऑनवर्ड्स रेगुलरली वी विल हैव सेम टाइम 1 to 4, 1 to 2:30, 2:30 to 4 एंड आइडियली डिवोटीज कम टू वन प्लेस एवरीवन नीड नॉट यूज योर जूम वन आर टू पीपल हैव जूम रेस्ट ऑफ यू यू जस्ट लुक एट द स्लाइड्स इन योर दिस थिंग सो आई विल कीप सेंडिंग यू स्लाइड्स एज एंड व्हेन I make, I will send it to you. So only one or two people can have Zoom. Rest all sit together and look at your slides. So that, yeah.
If someone could call me in the day, one person has a laptop that uses Zoom, it would be nice. It
will be here. Okay, but let's see. We will see if that's possible. Madhumadha will also come.
Then build any one office computer we can put and you just can sit and get 12 to 4.
1 to 4. Yeah, we will see.
जो दिखा रहे बाहर के लोगों को.
We have a big screen over.
उसमें तो मस्त हो जाएगा आपको.
ठीक है.
Permission.
So.